Justin Harold missed practice today. He's having back spasms, so he's just fighting through it, and we're treating him, and it's a little bit of a setback for him.
Is this related to the previous back injury?
Correct.
How concerned?
I'm sorry?
How concerned are you about this might linger on?
It's on a personal note, it's unfortunate. Justin, I mean, he's had a tough road dealing with his injuries, but he's doing everything and more that we're asking of him, and it's part of the game. I mean, it's something that, as a coach, you can't control, and it's really, on an individual basis, you get these guys the best care that you can, but you also have to be on top of, the rest of your football team and how it affects that. So, I mean, that's the part of training camp that every coach goes through.
Physically in the offseason, Mike, did he do everything you asked of him in terms of being in shape, or did he not quite meet some of those goals?
Well, I mean, his offseason was one of, actually still going through a rehab part of it, too. So he wasn't 100% going through the whole offseason program. But, I mean, his commitment was definitely what we were looking for. I mean, he's definitely in line with our football team, and I was fine with the quality of work that he was able to get done over the offseason.
Mike, are you at all concerned with Aaron Kamen having to take so many reps because of your injury situation, and to see a guy you start to worry about, even though he wants the reps to learn the position, do you get a point of diminishing return or risk there?
Well, that was really the point I was trying to make with Justin Harold. Every day you have the meetings with the training staff, with the doctors, and they identify the injuries, the care for the injured players. There's a difference between being hurt and injured, and I think our staff does a very good job of determining the difference. We take great care of those players, but really the focus for the coaching staff is on the healthy players, because that's where the effect truly comes in your practice structure. So we try to be smart with the players when we are short, like we are at the outside linebacker position. The running back position is a little challenge right now too. So it's all part of how we exercise these guys within their individual drills. And so it's important for us to get the work done as a team. But we just try to be smart with the amount of work, because then you don't want to stress out the healthy guys.
So you're dealing with more injuries this time of camp. Kind of quantify looking back on your previous camps and where you are, as it just seemed to
hit. We crunched the numbers prior to the scrimmage Saturday night, and this is probably about middle of the road. I think the one year we had 14 players that were being held from the game. This year was 12. The year before it was 10. So this is about normal.
Has Jermichael Finley made the strides you wanted him to make in this second year?
No doubt. I think Jermichael Finley is a young man that will have the opportunity to have an impact on offense. Also, Sean Slocum's very excited about him as a special teams player. And that was really his first opportunity to get on the field and contribute. So he's a young man that has really taken advantage of the offseason. A lot of one-on-one coaching with Ben McAdoo. He has an excellent understanding of all three positions, the tight end positions. And we look for him to make an impact this year.
Is there a timetable for getting Clay Matthews back?
But really, we're doing testing on a number of the players. Clay is one of them. And hopefully we'll have some more information today when I meet with Dr. McKenzie. But I would definitely put him in he was day to day, but it may be a couple of days based on this next medical conversation. So we'll see what happens.
Mike, will you test Nick today too?
I'll have a conversation with Pat McKenzie today at 4:30.
Was it a little bit of a bounce back day for Mason Crosby, and after what he went through yesterday, just making the kicks and stuff like that today?
Well, I was pleased with Mason's work today. I think Mason's really striking the ball very well through camp. But there's always some things that you're always working on, the technical aspect, whether you're throwing it, kicking it, or catching it. But if you look at his rhythm and the way he's striking a football, I'm pleased with that. Now, some of the things in the operation and way the ball moves to the right sometimes. You know, those are all fundamental things that every skill position player has, and we'll continue to work through that. So I'm very comfortable with Mason.
With his receiving core kind of established again, what have you seen from those guys, especially the guys that have been around for a while?
Well, I expect a lot out of our receiving core, just being on the offensive side primarily. When we get into the meeting structure, I have the opportunity to be with the quarterbacks and receivers a lot. It's an excellent group that they have some history together. I think you're going to see a more comfortable group as far as the receivers and the quarterback, because they'll have another year under their belt going through an offseason and training camp. But we expect big things from them. We need to improve on yards after the catch. That's the one area that we felt that we dropped off last year. But it's definitely a group that will challenge to be the best in the National Football League.
Does that do it?
Thank you. Thank you.